Blog Talk Radio. All participants are muted. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you tonight, and we would like to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. We're so grateful, as always, that you've come to join us on tonight. We thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. And yes, we are actually live tonight. So we thank you for your participation. We thank you for your patience. As for the last couple of days, we have been certainly rebroadcasting, but we thank God tonight that he has brought us all here together one more time, and we are so grateful for that, people of God. We are indeed grateful for what the Lord is doing, and we are just grateful, amen, Jesus, again, for each and every one of you. I want you to go ahead and invite somebody to come and be with you on tonight. Invite a friend. Invite someone on tonight to come and be with you here at the Prayer News Network Global. Go ahead and invite someone. Invite, invite, invite. We are indeed grateful, and we pray that your day has been blessed. We believe and we trust that your day has been blessed, that you've had a blessed day on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And we just give God thanks, and we give God praise on tonight for, again, each and every one of you. Invite someone to come out and be with you on tonight. Invite them to come and be a part of the broadcast. We are live on tonight, and we are grateful. We are grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful for this and for this technology. When we are not able to be there, amen, when we're not able to be at our controls, we give God thanks and praise that he's got that all set up, amen, Jesus, that we can rebroadcast and the show, the broadcast, continue to move forward. So we bless the Lord on tonight. We thank him tonight, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, amen. Just while you're inviting someone to come and be with you, we just want to go ahead and acknowledge our leaders, giving God thanks and praise for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. We thank him, amen. We bless him. We glorify him. Amen. For truly he is the head of this line. Amen. This network. And we give God thanks and praise for that. We're thanking him on tonight for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.E. James. We give God thanks for him. We thank God on tonight, people of God, for our senior apostle on tonight, senior apostle Samuel Huggins James. Giving God thanks and praise on tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. He's our presiding bishop, as well as my pastor. And we just give God thanks for them, thanking God for the women of God that stand by their sides. And we give God thanks and praise for our founding mother on tonight. That's none other than missionary Mother Carrie James. We bless God for this woman of God and for the women of God that stand by the side of the men of God. Amen. We thank God for all of our advisors on tonight, each and every one of them. We give God thanks and we give God praise for them, each and every one of our advisors. We bless the Lord for them. Amen. Glory to God. They're doing a fine job. Amen. Fitting in, amen, where the Lord has called them to. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank God tonight, amen, for you and you, people of God. Thanking God tonight for our prayer warrior, amen. Thanking him for our scripture reader. We just bless the Lord tonight, amen. We bless God tonight for, amen, those that continue to remain and stand with us here at the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We bless God. We thank God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And again, for each and every one of you, we bless God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we're not going to hold you long on tonight. We pray that you've had a beautiful time in the service of the Lord tonight. Amen. In the fellowship of the saints. Glory to God. And here we have come on tonight. Amen. Glory to God from across the miles, wherever you're listening from. We're thanking God for you. Thank you for coming to this fellowship. Thank God for those of you that are listening from all over the world. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. There's so many other places that you could have been, but you elected to be here with us. And for this, we give God thanks. For this, we give God praise. Amen. Glory to God. Whichever country you're listening from, we bless the Lord for you. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, amen, Jesus, while you are yet, amen, inviting, amen, your guests to come in with you on tonight, amen, Jesus, we just want to say, amen, a prayer on tonight to sanctify the line. Glory to God. And after we sanctify the line, we're going to bring forth, amen, our scripture reader. Glory to God. And she's going to come with our scripture for tonight. And immediately after her, people of God, we're going to be blessed, amen, by the woman of God on tonight who has a longstanding commitment with the PNN. We thank God for her, for keeping her commitment, keeping her vow to be with us as long as the Lord will say. And that is none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. We thank God for her. She's coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. Glory be to God. By the way of Banks, Alabama. Glory to God. Jerusalem Temple Evangelistic Pentecostal Church. Amen. The EPC Nation. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for you. Again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight as we go into the presence of the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And if you would, people of God, if you would, amen, just lift your voice with me on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. In song, as we go into prayer, this song says, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, you've been so, so good. Lord, you've been so good. You've been so, so good, so good. And I just want to thank, oh, and I just want to thank, Lord, and I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. People of God, let us lift our voices. Amen. Unto the Lord tonight. Let us look unto the hill from which cometh our help. For our help, all of our help comes from the Lord. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for this hour. We're thanking you, oh God, for bringing us back together yet again. Father, we come to give you praise. We come to give you glory. We come to bless your precious name. For you, oh God, alone are worthy. You're worthy of all the glory. You're worthy of all of the praises. And Father, we come tonight to bless your name. Father, we're coming tonight, oh God, to give you thanks, to bless you, oh God, for you've been good to us. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And Father, we come tonight to tell you thank you, Lord. We come to tell you thank you for your goodness. We come to tell you thank you for your grace on tonight. Father, we're coming to tell you thank you, oh God, for the sacrifice. We're thanking you, oh God, for giving your life in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Hey, God, and because you live, we live. And we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for lifting on tonight. We're thanking you, oh God, for bringing us in this place. We thank you, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. And we're asking you tonight, Father, we're asking that you look upon us now. Look upon each and every heart on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will look upon us and forgive us of sin. Forgive us, oh God, and pardon our iniquities. Anything, oh God, and everything that's not of you, that was not of you, we're asking that you forgive us tonight. Father, create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, now we say, have your way in the midst of us. Father, have your way, have your way, have your way. Glory be to God. Father, that you will speak tonight, that you will speak to our hearts on tonight. Speak direction on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, speak on tonight, oh God. Speak, oh God, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you tonight. We're blessing you tonight. Asking you to look upon us tonight, each and every one. Glory to God, from nation to nation, out of the north, out of the south, out of the east, out of the west. Father, we're asking that you look upon us tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, look upon the altars of our hearts on tonight in thy precious name, oh God. For Father, you see the need. Father, you see the prayers. You see the petitions, oh God. In thy precious name, Jesus, we're asking you tonight to move. Move upon the altars of the heart, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, move as only you can. Father, guide, direct us, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, and we come tonight, we assemble ourselves tonight, and we say, have your way. Father, have your way in the midst of us. Have your way, glory be to God. Have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight, in the name of Jesus. Father, cause that to be lifting tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the hallelujah. Oh, God, far above principalities, far above powers on tonight. Father, lift tonight your people in the name. name of Jesus. We're thanking you tonight, Father, for you've given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in the precious name. Have your way among us tonight. Have your way with us on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will heal tonight. Father, give us clothes to walk on tonight. Father, somebody needs provisions, 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 for you are our Jehovah Jireh. Father, move in provisions on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for sanctifying, oh God, for sanctifying us by thy truth. We thank you tonight, oh God, for sending forth your word. Father, we can have your way. Cause your peace to abide among us. Cause your righteousness, oh God, to dwell, hey God, in each and every one of us. We pray in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, oh God, for you've caused us to be a royal priesthood. A royal priesthood unto thee in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. Cause your righteousness to be revealed. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, for you're with us always. We're thanking you, oh God, for you are Jehovah Nisi. Father, cover us, shield us, protect us. We do pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your word now. Send forth your word. Oh, God, send forth your word as only you can. In thy precious name, Jesus. And, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Bless your speaker now. Bless the woman of God, we pray, in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you now. We're thanking you for your divine ordination. We bless you, oh, God. In the precious name of Jesus, oh, glory to God. Father, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, our Father, we're asking you, oh, God, to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. In thy precious name, Jesus, we bless you now. In that precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And at this time, glory to God, we're going to ask Sister Mary how that she would come and give us our scripture tonight. Glory to God. And immediately after our scripture reading, we're going to turn it over to our speaker tonight. Glory to God. We're going to turn it over to, glory to God, Prophetess Sharon Duncan. God bless you, Sister Mary. Hold on, Sister Mary. Let's get you off.
All participants are unmuted. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, Sister Mary, God bless you. Your mic is open. Again, Sister Mary, there you are.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN and Bible, to the PNN Air Wars, and to all our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, the 1st through the 6th verse. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am based among you, but being absent am bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. I have read to you 2 Corinthians 10th chapter, the 1st through the 6th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is your family, bless your family name. I greet every one of you in the precious name of Jesus. Please, bless everyone in prison, the people in violence, the paranormal, please, and to you and the children. It's a blessing to be back in the midst of you one more time. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we give you thanks and praise. Find the will of the enemy and bring us forth from that. Neutralize every power, every interruption, every interference that is working and uplift in the realm of the spirit. We thank you, O God, that you, God, have free access to your word to go set your clarity and understanding. Hallelujah, Jesus, that your word would bring changes and draw us closer to you, God. That your word, my mouth, hallelujah, God, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight tonight, and God, that you would touch the ears of the hearers, that he would hear what not the person is saying, not what I am saying, but what the Spirit of God, hallelujah, really great fire, yes, God, is saying unto us in this last hour. Blessings be upon you. Now, tonight, I'm going to deal with the topic that I studied. It was on a Wednesday of last year, November 2022. And it says 9 ways to prepare yourself for an encounter with God. And the book comes in Acts chapter 1, 1 to 5, verses 8, 13 to 15, and Acts chapter 2, 1 until. Now, there's so much things that have our name, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to go to do and teach. Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he had shown himself alive after his passion and many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, he, you have heard of him. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when they were coming in, they went up into the upper room.
Praise the Lord, Prophet. Prophet, you sound very, very muffled. You sound very, very
muffled. James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zealous, or Zealous, and Judas, the brother of Judas. These guys continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women,
Prophet,
and the mother Jesus, and with the
Praise the Lord, Prophet.
And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said to the number of the youth, the gathered about 120. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, this Acts chapter 2, verses 1, starting verse 1, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house, all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as like of fire, and sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the Spirit of God gave them utterance, which they speak of God's utterance. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues. And there was Jews without name out of every nation. After every nation, a lot of nations, and every nation under heaven. And now this was noise abroad, the multitude came together, and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, one another, behold, and not all these which speak Galileans. And how are we every man in our own language, wherein we were born? Pontus in Asia, and Persia, from Syria, in Egypt, in the parts of Libya, and Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews, and the first of life. And Arabia, we do hear them speak in our own tongues,
prophetess. Prophetess. People of God, just hold on a moment, and we're going to see if we can get our speaker back on the line. Just hold, if you will, for us on tonight. While you're holding, people of God, if you will, go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight on the broadcast. Go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Invite, invite, invite. Amen. Invite, if you would, on tonight. Amen. While we try to get our speaker back on, just bear with us, if you would, please. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. Just bear with us. We're getting our speaker back on. Just bear with us a moment. Bear with us a moment. Let's see if we can get her back in on and on the platform. Get her back in and on the platform. Amen. Okay, I believe she's coming on.
Blessings. Can you hear me now?
Praise the Lord. We can hear you.
Amen. I'm sorry about that.
Nothing.
But I have read the scripture to you, so I will go back into the message.
Okay.
As we read or study the Word of God, you will find there are many people that had an encounter with God. Some of the experience was not so pretty. This is a time, God is saying, and the season where God is calling us together. He wants intimacy and oneness with us. As Jesus said, Him and the Father, they are one. God is telling us that He wants us to be one in the body. He wants to have an encounter with us. He wants a Pentecostal experience in the body of Christ. He wants us to know Him in a more personal way. He is longing, glory to God, tonight and looking for desperate people. When we hear the word encounter, what is God literally saying? What is He saying? What is the meaning of encounter? And according to the dictionary, encounter means unexpectedly experienced or to be faced with something difficult or hostile. It means come into contact with, run into, come across, come up against, face, be faced with, be confronted, be forced to contend with. And it also means an unexpected or casual meeting with someone or something, or meeting or chance of meeting, brush, rendezvous, or contact, to meet as an adversary or an enemy, to engage in conflict with, to come face to face, to come up upon or experience, especially unexpectedly. Bless His name on tonight. And before I go into what I have to say, there are 9 ways that God says, and I will read them unto you, that is going to prepare you to have an encounter with Him. The first one is waiting in His presence. Hallelujah. Waiting in His presence. We have to realize, people of God, He is not in our presence, but we are in His presence. He directs the flow of what happens. As we heard in Acts chapter 1, waiting on the promise of the Holy Ghost takes perseverance. Perseverance is very important when you're expecting something from God. The reason why the churches, hallelujah, today miss out, hallelujah, what God wants to do is because they're not willing to wait in His presence for Him to move. is a posture when we're waiting on God that will make him come. The second one is desperation. You have to be desperate, and desperation has a sound. Glory to God tonight. In Mark chapter 10, blind Bartimaeus was desperate, glory to God, to see. When, hallelujah, tonight, when he heard that Jesus, glory to God, was passing by, he began to cry out, hallelujah, Jesus. The people tried to shut him down, but desperation made him cry out louder. He had a posture of desperation. What is your posture tonight? Hallelujah, to have an encounter with God. He knew that his only hope was in getting Jesus' attention. The people could not change him. He did not allow them to stop him. So he didn't let them stop him or shut him up. He did not let his circumstances stop him from getting the attention of the only person who could bring him his deliverance. People of God, tonight in this last hour, we must have a level of desperation, glory to God, tonight that will get Jesus' attention for great deliverance to come and set you and the captive free. We have to be willing to get into a posture that says, God, I desperately need your undivided attention, and I need you, your intervention. Then third point is crying. It is important that we cry out to God. In Hosea chapter 12, 4 to 5, it says, yea, he had power over the angels and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he was taken with us. Verse 5 says, even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial. Psalms chapter 34 and 17 says, when the righteous cry, the Lord hears, he delivers. So there is a sound that God is waiting so he can move. Hosea said he did not only struggle or wrestle with God, but he wept and sought favor from God. When the hallelujah, when there is a serious move of God, it brings tears to your eyes. When you are desperate for him, glory to God tonight, to move, it brings tears to your eyes. There are a lot of men that let their masculine nature stop them from becoming broken in the presence of the Lord, stop them from crying in the presence of the Lord. But all through scriptures, there are men that cried out to God. As a man tonight, how desperate are you? Hallelujah, Jesus, it's time to let your pride as a man stop you from being desperate and reach out to God on your face in tears. Don't let it stop you tonight. All through scriptures, there are men that cried out to God. Jeremiah was a weeping prophet. How desperate are you tonight as a man? Are you desperate enough to pour out your soul before the Lord? Let there be an awakening in your soul to see a move of God in your life in this last hour. Number four, there is no move of God that has happened in the earth without prayer. You have to stay in prayer. That's the fourth point. In Isaiah chapter 6, when Isaiah had his encounter with God, it made him realize how unclean and sinful he really was, and began to cry out to God because he had a visitation from God. Prayer is not just focusing on self, but crying out for others to experience God in his fullness. Your prayers will become prayers of intercession to hosting the presence of God. When you live a prayerless life, you are saying out loud that you don't need God anymore because you believe you have it all together, then things become critical for you, inviting God's presence in your heart. You may worship in songs and still not be worshiping. It is about creating an atmosphere that invites the presence of God in such a way that you become broken in his presence. Worship should be a consistent maintenance in your life. When you always have some time of music or some kind of music playing, even at the temple where you worship, it sets the atmosphere for the presence of God to always be there, so that when you get there, it's already set. So in the Bible, there was always someone in the temple But today we only go there once or twice a week, or maybe three times out of the week, or maybe during special services. Today, leaders need to put themselves in a position to teach the people how to keep or how to have an encounter with God, whether they're at home or at service. A life of worship will cause you to have a lifestyle that you live every day before God. It will cause you to learn how to be quiet before him in your spirit. You will be in a constant communion with him. Worship should be the primary key in all churches. Deliberate action. The woman with the issue of blood was desperate in spite of her condition. She didn't let her issue stop her from pressing her way through the crowd to touch Jesus. She got tired of being alone, being locked away in a house like a prisoner. Her desperate act caused her to crawl on her knees just to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, and she received her healing. When Jesus said, "Someone touch me," glory to God tonight, his disciples said, "There is a crowd of people touching you." But this touch, glory to God, that Jesus felt was a desperate, deliberate touch. Hallelujah. He felt virtue. He felt power left his body. This was a touch of desperation that made him stop and ask the question, "Who touched me?" Hallelujah. It was a deliberate and intentional act. We will never see a move of God just being random, just being at. There has to be a deliberate, intentional act that says you are after something in God. When you are, hallelujah, tonight, glory to God, when you are after Jesus, you will do whatever it takes to pull something out of him. It's because we need something he has, and he alone can give it to us. All of these postures are intentional decisions. It's not something that is randomly discovered. You have to say that you are going after him in such a way that I am going to take whatever it is to get a hold of Jesus. And that's what God is looking for. Number seven, faith has a language that language is prayer. You don't pray about something you don't believe in. Having faith will make you wait on the promises of God. There are things that God has promised us that stand in the middle of us in him that we expect and believe is coming to pass, though it has not been manifested yet. So it means everything that is in the scripture, everything that was prophetically spoken over your life, we believe it is a consistent posture that we keep ourselves in, that we maintain, that will cause the hand of God to move. And the Bible said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith is a posture, a place that God has designed for us to live. Obedience. This is critical because it includes worship, faith, patience, perseverance, and long suffering. Saul is an example of one who disobeyed God that caused him to lose his anointing and the kingdom and led to his death. He didn't destroy the Amalekites, and he decided to keep the spoils, and his excuse was he was going to share it. But Samuel came to him and told him that God requires obedience, which is better than sacrifice. Our journey with God requires an act of us that has become more important than anything else in our lives right now. God was pleased with Abraham because of his obedience. He is known as the father of faith. None of the things we do move God as much as obedience on this night. We can pray about the outpouring move of God and many other things. But if we are continually walking, hallelujah, tonight in disobedience and what he is requiring of us or asking us to do, and live and we're living something else, and we're not doing it, it can short circuit and stop us from having an encounter with God. The last one, repentance. Most of us think repentance in a negative or bad way, not realizing that repentance is an invitation from God. Holy living, hallelujah, is right. Glory to God. It is an invitation to be with him. He requires holiness. He said, be holy for I am holy. Without holiness, no man can see him. That means we are separated from him if we don't walk or live holy. He said, without holiness, you will not be able to see his face. So repentance is a gift from God, not just turning your life around. It is a gift to be intimate with him. It is an opportunity for the Holy Ghost to illuminate and manifest to us the wrongs in our lives so we can be with him. Even if we mess up, don't run from God, because it's a gift from God to be right with him and to be with him. And so repentance is one of the main things that we have to focus on, hallelujah, tonight, to have an encounter with God. These postures are internal dispositions that have external manifestation that we need to do. Bless his name. And as I have read these nine positions that God is looking for, what is the meaning? Let's look at what is the biblical meaning of an encounter. When you have an encounter with God, bless his name, the word encounter simply means to run into. And what the best thing we can do is running into God in this last hour. God encounters is not about one time. An encounter with God is not a one-time dramatic experience, but it's an ongoing leading of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, for our lives. It is God's desire, glory to God tonight, for us to always have encounters, not just one encounter, but to have encounters with him. He desires us to always run into his presence. In Psalms chapter 16 and 11, the Bible says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence, glory to God tonight, it is fullness of joy, hallelujah. But at thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. This is a time, glory to God, people of God, an hour. God is calling for us to come into his presence like never before. He is saying to us, if you want joy or have pleasure or to have pleasure in your life, find ourselves in his presence. He is saying spending time, glory to God, in his presence is the only way to find the kind of joy, glory to hallelujah, that so many are searching for in the world. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. It is a joy, hallelujah, that overflows wherever you have or whatever you have, or if you don't even have nothing, you will find yourself having joy. Whether you are sick or whether you are well, whether you have lack or whether you have plenty, you will find yourself having this Jesus joy. Glory to God. No matter the situations or circumstances, I believe there are many tonight, hallelujah, God tonight may be feeling this way. Hallelujah. You have this joy that you can't explain. If you look like you have it, you may seem that you have it, and sometimes you don't. But there is a joy, glory to God, that God is releasing that cannot be explained. He is saying it only, hallelujah, it is only when we stay connected at the right hand. And God's hand is what we need to be connected to. His right hand represents power. This is the only place where we will find the kind of pleasure that so many are searching for in the things of the world. So many in the churches are seeking the pleasures of this life. Power over all the powers of the devil. So whenever, glory be to God tonight, when the enemy tries to distract us with the pleasures of this life, he gave us the power to overcome all temptation. God is telling us that this pleasure, he, hallelujah, tonight will give us, will last forever. Glory be to God, evermore. So many in the body of Christ is looking for pleasure in material things, in other people, in their jobs, in their careers, kind of pleasures, things that satisfy their fleshly desire. Here we see God. God, hallelujah, tonight by his word is saying he wants us to have an encounter, hallelujah, with him. He wants us to come closer. Hallelujah. He wants to have an encounter with his body, with the church. He wants to put us away from the old nature, the carnal way of thinking and acting, that old Adamic nature that caused Adam to yield to the serpent. And so many in hallelujah on tonight, many in the body of Christ is yielding to the serpent, the devil called Satan. Hallelujah. Tonight, he will use anything or do anything to distract us from spending the quality time we should be spending with God. Many get caught up and too busy to spend the quality time God is looking for and desires from us, his people, especially in this last hour. He desires more from us than we realize or even think about. Hallelujah. I believe many can testify that they have this burning desire. They have this feeling, a desire for more of God. I don't know about you, but that's how I feel in this last hour, that I need more of God. I am desperate for God. I want to do more for the kingdom. Hallelujah. For outreach, God has said, when you want him and you have this desperation, you will find yourself desperate for outreach, desperate for evangelism, to build his kingdom. He is placing that desire on the inside of his people in the last hour because time is running out. The time is at hand, glory to God, for his chosen ones to have an encounter with him. He is, hallelujah, tonight, he is pouring out a hunger and a thirst for him and those who he has chosen to do his work, to build his kingdom. There is a great revival coming ahead of us, people of God. And God is saying it is now time to rise up, glory to God, and prepare ourselves for end time revivals. He is getting, my God, us ready. He is getting ready to release a revival. And he said, this is a time now to declare what is happening in the earth, to release his message for the nations, glory to God. A lot of people are prophesying, but what is the word or the message to the nations that God is giving them? Glory to God tonight. As we look at the nations around the world, glory be to God, we can see the judgment and wrath of God is being poured out. We see bloodshed and violence. We see devastation and destruction. We see disobedience and rebellion against God and his word like never before. But there is a people, glory to God, that God is preparing to do his will in the earth. Thank you, Jesus. There are some steps that we need to take, hallelujah, to have an encounter with God before my stakeholder Hosea, and I have read them to you already. And so God is saying, when you follow those steps, he said, you will have an encounter with me. As we look at Paul, God chose Paul, even though Paul had blood on his hand. He was on the road to Damascus to destroy God's people, but God stopped him in his track. He had to have an encounter with Jesus before he started his ministry, glory to God. And so God had to strip him of the old nature. He had to strip Paul of himself, that old Adamic nature that Paul was operating under. Saul encounter with God caused him to lose his sight. Jesus struck him blind. God blinded his natural eyes so that he could open his spiritual eyes. Glory to God tonight. He had to go through a process to be cleansed and shift before he could be used by God to change lives and to set the captive free. Many of those who are fighting against God in this hour will soon find out who Jesus really is. God is going to stop them in their tracks, and they will know that there is a God, hallelujah, in this hour, and he is real. When God wants your undivided attention, I can tell you one thing tonight. He will do whatever it takes, and he will get it the way he wants to. We look at Elijah. Elijah had an encounter with God, hallelujah, when he ran from Jezebel and hid himself in a cave. He was looking for God in the wind and in the earthquake. awake. But God showed up in a still small voice. We need to start listening to the voice of God. God wants us to have an encounter with him, so we need to get to know his voice in this last hour. We look at Solomon. Solomon, my God, had an encounter with God after he finished building the house of God. He knelt down and prayed until the hallelujah tonight, hallelujah, until the glory of God filled the whole temple. God wants his glory to be restored in his house so that we can have an encounter with him during prayer, during praise, during worship, during the preaching of the word. He said the glory of the latter house will be greater than the one before. The one that Solomon built, not just the physical structure, but he's talking about our bodies, which is his temple. Are we making ourselves available for the glory, hallelujah, of God to be released, my God, in this last hour? As we look at Mary, the mother of Jesus, she had an encounter with Gabriel, the messenger of God. Hallelujah. She submits to the instructions she was given. Hallelujah. She opened up herself to receive what God wanted her to do. And she was blessed. Any woman that ever, more blessed than any woman that ever exists in creation upon the face of the earth. God is saying to us, why don't we submit and open to his will so we can be blessed, or so he can bless us the way he desires to bless us? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had an encounter with Jesus in the fiery furnace when he showed up as the fourth man in the fire. Glory to God on tonight. Obedience, glory to God, will bring divine protection in your life when you submit to the will of God. The Samaritan woman at the well, she had an encounter at the well with Jesus when he showed up, and her life was never the same again. She couldn't keep it to herself. God wants to show up in our lives in such a dynamic way that we will get excited like that woman at the well. We will not be able to keep it to ourselves. This is what a real encounter, glory to God, with God will do in this hour to bring deliverance and prayer. As we look at Abraham and Sarah. Sarah and Abraham had an encounter with an angel who showed up to confirm to them concerning the birth of their son Isaac. When God promises you something, he will always confirm it, or he will fulfill his word in the name of Jesus. As we look at Stephen tonight, he had an encounter when he saw the heavens open as they were stoning him to death. These are just a few of the people in the Bible that had an encounter with God. Hallelujah. Moses, hallelujah, is on the list. He chose Moses, who had blood on his hands. He had him, my God. He had to have an encounter with God to be stripped of his old sin nature before he was able to bring deliverance to the nation of Israel. Thank you, Lord God. And you go to Exodus chapter 3, 1 to 4. It talks about Moses' encounter that he had, hallelujah, when the bush began to burn. Hallelujah, Moses. Hallelujah. After the bush was burned, God began to speak to Moses. He said, you need to strip yourself. You need to be cleansed. He said, take your shoes off your feet, because where you're standing, it is holy ground. And so, hallelujah, Jesus, that angels, hallelujah, that seraphim came and cleansed, hallelujah, and sanctified where Moses was standing to make him ready and to prepare him for the work and the ministry. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. The children of Israel needed cleansing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you go to Exodus chapter 33, 1 through 6, and the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which I was brought up out of the land of Egypt unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying unto them that unto thy seed will I give it. Bless the Lord tonight. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive up the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, Perizzites, Havites, Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, they began to cry, and no man put on his ornaments. For the Lord had said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, ye are a stiff-necked people, and I will come upon in the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore, put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by Mount Horeb. The children of Israel needed cleansing before they came before the Lord in the mount. They were stiff-necked like many of us today. They were stiff-necked and obedient like many in the body of Christ today. Hallelujah. So God told Moses to tell him, you need to get rid of some things. You need to drop off some things before I can deal with you. Hallelujah. God is searching for available vessels to use. But too many of us are caught up in the natural man, the carnal fleshly nature that is keeping us in bondage, which have us become a stumbling block that hinders the deliverance and the move of God in the lives of others. God is exposing, cleansing, and stripping the churches, glory to God, to prepare us, hallelujah, to go out there to bring deliverance to the nations, the cities, regions, the islands, and neighborhoods, our family, and his body, the church. He need us to have an encounter. Psalms chapter 1, 1 to 2 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, and nor delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. The problem in the church is that is stopping deliverance from taking place today. Many in the body of Christ have been standing in the way of sinners, as we just read. They are sitting in some places where they should not be. Hallelujah, Jesus. These types of people do not take the life in what God says. They don't keep his law. They do what they want to do, live how they feel. And so they're stagnating the deliverance that God wants to do. Everyone in the Bible that God used to bring deliverance to others had to die and go through a process before they could be used by God. They had to mortify, kill the flesh to bring deliverance to others. People today are not going through the process for ministry. They get saved today and think that they are ready for ministry the next week or the next year. Jesus, Moses, Paul, and all of those in the Bible had to go through a process and be proven and found faithful and qualified for any position to go and do the work of God that he had called them to do. Bless his name. This is a time to turn our faces to where the Father is looking. The church has gotten out of course. It is out of alignment. God has to do something to get the church back in alignment to bring changes in this last generation. Bless his name. What does encounter really mean? Let's look at the spiritual encounter. My God, Jesus invites all of us to have a personal relationship with him. Encounter is about entering in a real personal relationship with Jesus. The relationship is a real, authentic experience and recognizing his presence in our lives and the lives of others through worship, which is our lifestyle. What does it mean to have an encounter with God? In an honest encounter with God, we need to identify where we are. What is on our mind? What emotions are we experiencing? Becoming aware of our exhaustion, our frustration, our joy and sadness help us to understand the things that have us confused, help us to locate ourselves. What question is God asking you today? What effect, if any, does this question have on me? Hallelujah. And so there has to be a self-evaluation and examination so that changes can take place in our lives. We have to be able to confess and acknowledge what is the hindrance, what is hindering us, what is holding us back, where we need to be delivered. Then listen to the voice of God and obey him in the name of Jesus Christ after an encounter with God. An encounter with God solidifies this as he reclaims your heart and your soul, your life, your body, and my God is in his hand tonight. Hallelujah, God. We were made in his image and his likeness, and we were given a unique role and position to represent him on this earth. You were made to do great things, and when he made us, he said, with joy, it is good. And so when you have an encounter with God, God owns you. Hallelujah. He is responsible for you. He takes care of you, my God, and he will be there for you. After an encounter, it is impossible to remain the same. Your life can never be the same. It is highly impossible for a person that had a real encounter with Jesus to be the same. What is supernatural divine encounter according to what my Bible says? It takes an encounter to bring changes. It brings some changes in the lives of God's people. Divine encounter is the meeting of humanity with divinity. It is a man's meeting with an experience of his maker. It is the meeting of the terrestrial with the celestial. In Exodus 3:2-5, the angel of the Lord, as we read before, came to Moses. And so he had that supernatural experience that God is longing for some of us to have with him. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Genesis chapter 32:24-28, Jacob had a personal encounter with God when he wrestled with him all night and refused to let go until God released his blessing. God had to pull his hip out of socket to be free. He was desperate. Are we desperate like Jacob tonight? Are we willing to wrestle all night long? Are we willing to hold on until God say, I am going to release this blessing? Jacob's encounter not only releases blessing, but God changed his name. Like Saul changed to Paul. After his encounter, when a real encounter with God takes place, nothing about you stays the same. An encounter is where God introduces himself personally to you. It is a time where he manifests his presence in your life. This is a time where God is visiting a lot of people through divine encounters. As it was in the beginning, he says, so shall it be in the end. This is a time of visitation and encounters. What does the Bible say about the encounters? There are so many examples of personal encounters in the Bible. Some of them were for salvation and others for healing. Like Zacchaeus had a personal encounter with the Lord and salvation at night. Bless his name. The woman, hallelujah, with the issue of blood had her encounter with Jesus. She got a miracle of healing. Bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. She had an encounter with the presence of God. The presence of God did what the doctors could not do. The presence of God can do what medication cannot do. What is God saying? If we just trust him, press into his presence, the way so many quickly run to the hospitals and to doctors, they will never be the same again. Medication and doctors are not the cure. They only suppress the problem. But a real encounter, hallelujah, tonight, a real encounter with God will bring total deliverance into our lives. Bless his name tonight. There was an encounter that took place in the midnight hour when Paul and Silas began to sing and pray while in prison. There was an earthquake. Chains began to fall off. Prison bars flew open. Salvation and baptism took place in the middle of the night while Jehovah Rapha is moving. Hallelujah tonight. When a divine encounter takes place, miracles have to happen. Breakthrough will manifest. Shut doors and windows must fly open. What is a divine encounter according to the Bible? Bless his name. The divine encounter is the meeting of humanity with divinity. It means meeting an experience with your maker. Hallelujah. And so God is saying he wants to have that type of experience with us, that type of encounter with us. This is the last hour that God is saying, come and have an encounter with me. Come and let me fill you. Come and let done. All you need to do is call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, tonight. And he will show up in a powerful way. A supernatural encounter can happen when, hallelujah, when we call on the name of Jesus. I believe if someone tonight to start calling on the name of Jesus with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, hallelujah, with expectancy for him to move, I believe that God will show up and he will, my God, my God, my God, tonight. God wants to bring us into a place in him that we, my God, get out of ourselves so that he can transform us into the people he has already called us to be. What is the power of divine encounter? A divine encounter, hallelujah, that terminates demonic affliction. That's the kind of encounter God wants us to have. You, when you have a real encounter, it will terminate demonic affliction and sicknesses and diseases. It will solve problems and issues. It will bring healing and deliverance. A divine encounter will set the captive free. A divine encounter will change and transform, my God, a person's life in such a dynamic way that cannot be explained by any law. It is beyond human understanding. My God, tonight, what are the benefits of divine encounter? A divine encounter usually leads to an accelerated promotion. According to the Bible, in Exodus chapter 7 and 1, the Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, See, I am made thee a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. And so God promoted above Pharaoh, and Pharaoh had to bow, hallelujah, in the end he had to bow to the God that was on the inside of Moses. Your mockers will now, hallelujah, hallelujah, people who mock you, they will know who you are in this season. This is a time of promotion for the sake of the Most High God. Most importantly, a divine encounter motivates people toward a closer walk with God in holiness and in righteousness, empowering them to become a terror to the kingdom of darkness. Glory to God. Encounters with God will bring increase in your life. Glory to God tonight. It will open doors no man can close. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Psalm chapter 75 and 6, for promotion cometh neither from the east nor from the west nor from the south, but it comes from God. Matthew chapter 6 and 33 said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Promotion comes from seeking the kingdom of God first, putting him first and foremost in every area of our lives. What should I do to have an encounter, my God, with God in this hour? Going to church, my God. Some people don't think that they have to go to church, but going to church and assembling ourselves with the believers will position us for a divine encounter. Worship prepares your heart to focus on God and invoke his presence, while the preaching of the word helps you to develop the faith you need to secure your miracles. Two people can attend the same service, oh my God, tonight, and have different results. It depends on their focus, hallelujah, and their mindset when they enter the presence of Almighty God. God is saying this is a time for the church to stay focused on the things of the kingdom, because God is doing a new thing in this last hour. How do you get the divine encounter with the Holy Ghost? So we need an encounter with the Holy Ghost. God is saying this is the time to have a divine experience and encounter with his Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost comes to prepare us for the work and the move of God. We live on the inside. He lives on the inside of us. He, my God, has to cleanse us. He cleanses us and he purges us. Our lives become different, and he is preparing us for ministry, hallelujah, that God has ordained for your life from the foundation of the earth. To experience divine encounters, we need to have a strong understanding of who the Holy Ghost really is. When you have an encounter with God, it means you are having an encounter with the Holy Ghost. He is the third person in the Godhead. He is Jesus. bring it to our remembrance. He guides us and keeps us. He is the one that we need to help us walk upright, to live holy and righteous lives before God. When you have a supernatural divine encounter with the Holy Ghost, this realm becomes your greatest reality. Jesus becomes real on the inside of you. When you have a supernatural divine encounter with the Holy Ghost, my God, you are commissioned to demonstrate God's miraculous power in the earth. You have a profound desire for more of God's presence. Thank you, Jesus. I am talking about his presence. Hallelujah, tonight. Having an encounter with the God of the universe, with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, he that was and is to come. Hallelujah, tonight. When we think about the presence of God, we are actually dealing with the Holy Ghost, who is God himself. God has given us him, my God, himself through the Holy Ghost to sustain us, to keep us, and to bring deliverance. We cannot function or do anything without the Spirit of God who dwells on the inside of us. The Bible said if we don't have the Spirit of God, then we do not belong to God. In Romans chapter 9:9, it says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, the Bible says he is none of his. In Acts chapter 1 and 2, before Jesus was taken up, he left commandments with his apostles that he had chosen. After his resurrection, he spent 40 days speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God to his apostles, and he gave them commandment that they should need to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Acts chapter 1:1, he told them to stay in Jerusalem and stay in the upper room. And 1:4, he said to wait for the promise that he was sent. 1:5, he told them that John the baptized with water, but they shall receive the baptism by the Holy Ghost not many days hence. In chapter 2:8, he told them that they will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon them. Hallelujah, God, to do the work of an evangelist in Judea and Jerusalem, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. They needed an encounter with the Holy Ghost for them to be able to bring deliverance to the nation of Israel and the Gentile nation. We have to understand tonight that God is saying the same thing to us. This is for reparation time. This is a time to seek him like never before. Come up higher. Have an encounter with him. There is so much work to do out there. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are fewer. Who is making themselves available is a question God is asking. Acts 1:12-14. Before they had their encounter in the upper room with the Holy Ghost, they had to walk in complete obedience to the commandment Jesus had given them. Bless his name tonight. Glory to God on tonight. We need to understand the key to having an encounter with God is to walk in a complete obedience. Walking in unity and oneness is very important for the corporate body of Christ to experience an encounter in worship. My God, tonight, God is saying when we come together corporately to have an encounter with him as one body is all he is looking for. There has to be unity. It has to be, my God, oneness. Our mind has to be in the same place. Thank you, Jesus, tonight. Hallelujah. And that is the place of readiness. We have to be ready like they was on Pentecost, a place of desperation. It has to be a place of preparation for a move of God to happen in the body of Christ. There has to be togetherness, which is strength. Unity is strength. Hallelujah. Apostle, we are stronger and better together as one people. God is speaking to those of us who have the Holy Ghost on tonight. Let nothing. No, it's time to do his work. He didn't give us the Holy Ghost just to be saved, to jump and shout, to sing and worship or praise, to speak in tongues. Glory to God tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, not just to preach or teach the word. It is also given to us to win souls for the kingdom. It is to bring deliverance to those that are in, my God, the highways and byways. He said, go and compel them to come. So many sitting down doing nothing. What is God, my God? What God is showing us here tonight, that we are nothing and we cannot do nothing without him, without the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. God wants us to have an encounter. Hallelujah. He wants to have an encounter with the body of Christ. In Acts chapter 2, when they followed the commandment that Jesus gave them, which, my God, was for them to wait and be on one accord, hallelujah, until the Holy Ghost fell in the name of Jesus. They did what he told them, and something suddenly took place that caused their lives to change. Oh, God, they were never the same. They began to tarry. And so God said, sometime you just got to tarry in my presence. You got to let go of the flesh. You got to let go of your feelings. You got to let go and let me have my way. God is looking for the spirit and power of agreement. In verse 2 of Acts chapter 2, it shows that there was a sudden reaction that took place because of the mindset, glory to God, of the people. The Holy Ghost fire tonight, the Bible said, and suddenly there came, hallelujah, a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house, not just one room, but the Bible said all the house where they were sitting, waiting, my God, in anticipation and expectation for the promise of the Holy Ghost that Jesus said he was sending. We are talking about having an encounter with the Holy Ghost. God has not changed. God is desiring his body, his church, to have that same experience in this last hour. God wants to move suddenly on our behalf as a corporate body and individually. But there are some expectations he desires from us so that we can experience the suddenly of God. Until our minds become the mind of Christ and move away from carnal thinking, we cannot and will not have this kind of move in the churches. We have to come with an open and willing mind to let go, hallelujah, and let God have his way. It makes you look foolish, hallelujah, and stupid in the eyes of people when you act a certain way in the house of God sometimes. People may not understand your praise. They may not understand the way you worship. What happens is between you and God. And it doesn't matter what others say or think about you, because it is between you and him. I believe that's how they looked at them that day on Pentecost. They sounded stupid. They looked stupid. The people said they were drunk. But my God, Peter stood up and said, this is not drunken. They are not drunk. Hallelujah. But God said that this was happened. We are no different from them. God expects us to be obedient and submissive for him to move the way he desires. Our God, for him to move. God, my God. God, my God, tonight, expected them to be in one place. And so God is saying, I expect you to be in one place. I expect you to be together. When you are expecting to have an encounter with God, sometimes the move of God requires patience and long suffering. And there are times when the Holy Ghost will move quickly. Hallelujah, Jesus. You will have desperation. When you have a hunger, oh God, there's a God, you will go shanda of a higher. There are steps that God is saying to provoke divine encounters. Number one, you will have a desperation for an encounter with God. The level of your desperation determines the results you will receive from God. In the name of Jesus, the number two, the principle of expectation. You will have that desire like they did when they was waiting for 10 days in the upper room. Number three, you will always be engaged in prayer. Your prayer will be one of desperation. Glory to God tonight. Number four, you will have the divine encounters that provoke faith. It will take your faith to another level. devil. Number five, dangerous sacrifices will provoke divine encounters. Bless his name. You will be willing to go beyond the norm, beyond the call of duty. You will be willing to sacrifice whatever it takes to have a divine encounter with God. Hallelujah tonight. Rugged praise and worship. Even the way you praise and worship can cause you to have a divine encounter with God. God is looking for desperate people in this last hour. Some people don't think it takes all of that, but God will only show up in a supernatural way if you are desperate. And so God is looking, hallelujah, for desperate people. Elijah was desperate, glory to God. So desperate, Elisha was desperate to get the mantle from Elijah. And so he refused to stop following his master until he received what he was looking for. And so God is saying, you got to be desperate. You throw in the towel. Sensitivity to divine timing is what we need. God said, we need to be sensitive to how he's moving in this last hour. We need to be sensitive to his voice in this last hour. Glory be to God. Jacob was in the right place when he had a dream about the ladder which reached from heaven to earth. On this he saw angels ascending and descending. And so God is saying, put ourselves in position for him to use us. Hallelujah. Put ourselves in position, glory to God, for him to do what he needs to do in our lives and in the church. Hallelujah, God. But you find that there is so much division in the church. Coming to church don't mean that everyone is on one accord. It don't mean that we have the same mind. There are wolves in sheep's clothing and many that parade themselves as angels of light. But my God, we need to be able to provoke divine encounters. God's sovereignty implies that divine encounters must be at his will or at his pleasure. God cannot be summoned merely by man's wish or desires. This noble wish by no mortal man can only be applauded as a desperate response to the hunger and emptiness of your heart. That this will give you a burning desire of the offer that God extends from a visitation from him. God has extended visitations and is still extending visitations to those who desire him. His desire is that we would get to know him in a more personal way. Are we making ourselves available? It's a question that is being asked. And so God is saying, this is a time that we need to have an encounter. We need to understand that an encounter, as I close, get ready to close, we need to understand that an encounter is what it is all about. It helps us to realize how important having an encounter with God really is. It is his desire that we know him. It is his desire that we make ourselves available to be closer to him. In this last hour, the church no longer have patience. People no longer, bless his name, hallelujah, tolerate waiting in the presence of the Lord. They put a time limit on how long church should be kept, on how long the preaching should be done, how long praise and worship should be done. Hallelujah, God. And they hurry God up. We're living in a microwave popcorn generation where people no longer have tolerance or patience for anything. But if you study the history of the Pentecostal experience, you will find that they had to wait for 10 whole days, my God, in the presence of God before God moved. And so God is looking for a passionate zeal for encounter with him. That would be someone that would be willing to spend some quality time so that they can experience the God who God really is. This kind of encounter would also prepare you for the work that lies ahead, people of God. Like Moses and Jesus, there are many others can read about that was prepared by spending time in God, spending time in his presence, spending time. Time will not permit me to name a lot of these people. But the supernatural encounter that God is looking for, can he find us when the Holy Ghost comes? The Bible says, even a rushing wind. There is nothing quiet about that. Some people in the body of Christ don't like making noise is necessary. But here God is showing us and telling us that there is a move that's coming, and it's coming with a sound that would bring changes. Hallelujah. Saying there's a sound that he's waiting for. They had cloven tongues of fire. The Holy Ghost set upon them, and it came like fire. Where is the fire of God in the house? Hallelujah. It is God, my God, when we have an encounter with God, is going to pull us away from distracting things and focus on what he is telling us to do. So God is saying tonight, focus. Get away from distraction. The things that are outside, the things that are taking his place, he said, put it away. Get rid of it because he wants a real relationship. He wants a real encounter. How many of us tonight crying out? How many of us tonight are praying? How many of us tonight are seeking, really seeking God? How many of us tonight are deliberate in our actions? How many of us tonight, glory to God, are walking in faith? How many of us tonight are walking in obedience? How many of us tonight are repentant? How many of us tonight? Hallelujah, Jesus. So there's a posture that God is looking for, that he's getting ready to pour for us, to pour into us. And so God is saying tonight, are we ready? Are we ready? Are you ready? He's cutting the day short, which means we don't have much time, people of God. That means faith. Not only that, but we don't know when we will take our last breath. We need to remember the breath we breathe is his, and he can take it away anytime he chooses. God is calling us into a higher place of worship, of prayer, of praise, of holiness and righteousness. More of his presence and anointing in our lives in this last hour. He desires to understand what he's doing, people of God. He is operating and moving according to what he has been spoken, what he says in his word. He does not do anything outside of his word. God has not changed, will not change, cannot change. He's calling us higher and closer to him. Tonight, I have brought to you the word of God. I have brought to you what God is desiring from us. He wants to pour his fire, a refining fire upon us, to process us, to cleanse us and purify us and deliver us. And he's saying tonight, who is volunteering? Who is that one that will give us life? Who is that one that will go? Who is that one that will have that encounter? Who is that one tonight? Father God, I bless you for your word. I thank you, God, for what you have spoken in the ears of your people. I pray tonight, God, that this word have not fallen on deaf ear. I pray that tonight that this, God, would take root in our hearts. That tonight that this word would give us a mindset and encourage us to want to go, to want to come into your presence, to want to have that encounter, to want to do more for you. In the name of Jesus, cause us to wake up, God, from the slumber. Cause us to wake up, oh God, in the body of Christ, to realize that you're calling and looking for more from us in this last hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord, prophetess.
Yes.
Praise God. Now we can hear you. The sound went out.
How long ago?
Praise the Lord, prophetess.
Yes. Yes.
I'm done. I don't know how much of it you heard.
Just a few minutes ago. I'm sorry,
I am done. I don't know how much was heard, but I did close.
Hold on, problem.
Okay.
Praise God. Praise God. Can you all hear me? Can you hear me?
Probably. Hear
okay. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. Can you all hear me?
I'm getting feedback. Okay, Providence. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. My God, what a word. What a word. What a word on tonight. We just give God thanks. We give God praise, people of God. And we pray that you are preparing for an encounter with the Lord. Amen. This word tonight, glory to God, has set us right. Amen. Already outlined it. Amen, Jesus, if you want an encounter, if you're expecting, if you're believing God for an encounter, amen, you can listen at this word on tonight. Glory to God, truly our hearts were blessed on tonight. Amen, glory to God, truly our hearts were blessed on tonight by the word. Amen, Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. We thank God for you. Amen, for availing yourself. Amen. This Rhema word on tonight. Amen. If ever there was a time that we needed an encounter, if ever there was a time that we needed a visitation, people of God, that time is right now. Amen. Right now, right now, right now. And we know that the Lord is seeking such, amen, that have made themselves ready. Amen. And we pray that on tonight, people of God, that you have made yourself ready. We pray tonight, glory to God, that you are setting, that you are positioned, amen, for an encounter with the Lord on tonight. I tell you, my soul was truly blessed. My soul was truly blessed on tonight, people of God, and we pray that you were as well. And we would like to ask you, people of God, listen, this is such a critical, critical word. Amen, Jesus, if the Lord would send such a word, if the Lord would send such a word, amen, he is indeed ready. Amen. And we cannot take, amen, this broadcast lightly. We cannot take this broadcast lightly on tonight. Not this word, not this, not any word. Amen, Jesus. But certainly, people of God, if we are expecting from the Lord on tonight, people of God, there's a way for us to prepare. And we thank God for the instructions of preparation on tonight. Listen, people of God, we want to ask you, please, ma'am, please, sir, send this broadcast to someone. Amen. Send it to someone. Glory to God. Send it, send it, send it to someone on tonight that someone else can be prepared. You know, I think about, glory to God, this time and where we are in this post-pandemic and how it seems that people of God just can't hardly find their way. Seems like they just can't find their way. People of God sitting right in the house of God, looking like they're just lost, just looking like they don't know what they're supposed to be doing, but they have so much on their mind, and they've experienced so much, people of God. And I tell you, hour and in this time, we really need an encounter with the Lord. Amen. So would you tonight, amen, get a copy of this broadcast. Send a copy. Send it to someone. We really want you to get this broadcast tonight. Send it to a couple of people. Let the Lord move upon your heart and send it to a couple of people on tonight, people of God. Send it, send it, send it. Amen. Glory to God, that someone else can be blessed, that someone else can begin to make preparations, amen, for an encounter with the Lord. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless you, each and one, each and every one. Don't forget, you can get a copy of this broadcast. The number for you to text, just text us and let us know. We'll get it out to you. The number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, people of God, you can text us at 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory be to God. We were amen, not able to get the broadcast, amen, on our Facebook page yet, people of God, but as soon as it's prepared, we'll certainly get it out. We'll certainly get it out there, amen, because, people of God, we need to be prepared, amen. Glory to God, the Lord is seeking such, and we want to be ready, amen. God bless you tonight, prophetess. We thank God for you as always, amen, Jesus. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back over to you, amen, for other remarks and for the blessing and dismissal of the line. God bless you, prophetess.
Amen. Amen. Blessings to you. Amen. Woman of God, Evangelist Bradley. And we thank God tonight for his word, for his word. And I don't know about anybody else, but I know that this word, when I was looking at it and studying it, I had to search myself and to see where I am, to see if I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
if I'm searching. Because, like God said, he's pouring on in the Bible, but God is preparing us, but it's not just going to fall just like that. There are things that he wants to do in our lives. He wants to show up. He wants to make changes. He wants to anoint us. He wants to deliver us. He wants to rearrange our lives. There's a lot that God wants to do. We need some attitude adjustment in the body of Christ. There has to be an awakening in our soul to see a move of God in our lives. Then when we get to this place of preparation, we have this encounter, there, God gives us instructions. Because I don't know how much of it did we hear at the end of it, but, you know, I'm just going over a little bit of it just in case you didn't get it. And so there's a process for the, he's processing us for the next step. That's his name. So there are times when an encounter may take place unexpectedly. So God is saying, this is our God wants more from us, like Evangelist saying. This is the time for close relationship. We can no longer be comfortable and complacent and doing it like we feel like when we feel like God is looking for desperate people. Like he's looking for desperate gifts to build his kingdom. Hallelujah, people of God tonight. Hallelujah. So he's going to come up higher because he's cutting the day short. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. Jesus tonight. Hallelujah tonight, God. So he's calling us up to go shatter, calling us higher into worship and prayer and praise, holiness and righteousness into the presence. He's going to come up higher. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus tonight. God is taking you to a process. He's taking us to a process. Hallelujah. To be cleansed and purified and delivered because people are depending on us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And so I pray that you are blessed tonight, and I pray that we all take heed. And before I go, I just want to tell you to do that. God has showed me a vision. When he was scanning the earth, I saw the clouds open, and I saw him riding on a white horse. He was sitting in the middle of horses and angels all around him. And as he drove across the sky, it became bright. But when he passed, darkness followed. And there were some people with me, and I kept saying, look, look. And they couldn't see, but I kept saying it until the eyes were open. And as he rolled through the sky, looking on the earth, he said he's looking for available vessels, but he really can't find them. He can't find those that are desperate so that he can use them to make a difference in this last hour. And I woke up from the vision, and I began to pray. And so there's a portion attitude. God is saying, I'm looking for something different. I'm looking for something more from the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I thank you tonight for your word and your people, for PNN, the prayer warriors, the advisors, Evangelist Bradley, that you continue to bless her, strengthen her, and her team, her husband, that you would strengthen each and every one connected tonight on this line. that we would obey and take heed, because obedience is one of the key ingredients to have this encounter. And to God, we thank you that you will release the spirit of obedience over this line. Hallelujah, God. And if we get this encounter, that our lives will never be the same again. And until we meet again, cover us with the blood of Jesus. And let no weapon formed against any one of us prosper in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you tonight again, prophetess. God bless you. We thank God for you. God, do come back on tomorrow night. Amen. Don't forget, the woman of God will as well be our speaker on tomorrow night. And we are looking, amen, Jesus. Listen, people of God, let us not just get the word. Let us not just hear the word. But let's get this word and bring ourselves into obedience to what the Lord is saying so that we can be blessed. Amen. So that we can be delivered. So that we can be elevated. So that we can be used by God. Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. Don't forget to get your copy of the broadcast. And we will look to see you on tomorrow night. God bless each of you in Jesus' name.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.